ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 11 फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट 21 टू 27। इन बोर्ड 27 इज देयर 27। ओके, वी विल रिसाइट फ्रॉम 21 एंड देन 27 विल गो डिटेल। टेक्स्ट 21। श्रीशुक उवाच गोपवृद्धा महोत्पातान् अनुभूय बृहद्वने नन्दादय समागम्य ब्रजकार्यम् अमन्त्रयन्। ट्रांसलेशन। श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यूड, देन वन टाइम हैविंग सीन द ग्रेट डिस्टर्बेंसेस इन बृहद्वन, ऑल द एल्डरली पर्सन्स एमंग द काउहेड मैन हेडेड बाई नंद महाराज assembled and began to consider what to do to stop the continuous disturbing situations in Braja. Text 22. Tatra upananda namaha gopo jnana vayodhikaha desa kalartha prajna priyakrut ramakrishna yoho. Translation. At this meeting of all the inhabitants of Gokula, a cowherd man named Upananda, who was the most mature in age and knowledge and was very experienced according to time, circumstances and country, made this suggestion for the benefit of Rama and Krishna. Text 23. उत्थातव्यमिति स्मार्भी गोकुलस्य हितैषिभि आयान्त्यत्र महात्पाता बालानां नाशहेतवः। ट्रांसलेशन। ही सेड, माय डियर फ्रेंड्स, द काउहेड मैन, इन ऑर्डर टू डू गुड टू दिस प्लेस गोकुल, वी शुड लीव इट बिकॉज सो मेनी डिस्टर्बेंस आर ऑलवेज अकरिंग हियर जस्ट फॉर द पर्पस ऑफ किलिंग राम एंड कृष्ण। टेक्स्ट 24। मुक्त कथंचित राक्षस्य बालाज्ञा बालकैहसो हरेर अनुग्रह मनुष्योपरि चौपरि नापतत। ट्रांसलेशन। द चाइल्ड कृष्ण सिंपली बाय द मर्सी ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड वॉज समहाउ और अदर रेस्क्यूड फ्रॉम द हैंड्स ऑफ द राक्षसिस राक्षसी पुतना हु वॉज डिटरमाइंड टू किल हिम। देन अगेन बाय द मर्सी ऑफ द सुप्रीम गॉडहेड द हैंड कार्ट मिस्ड फेलिंग अपन द चाइल्ड। टेक्स्ट 25। चक्रवाते नितो यंग दैत्येन विपदं वियत् शीलायां परितस्तत्र परित्रातः सुरेश्वरैः। ट्रांसलेशन। देन अगेन द डेमन तृणावर्त in the form of a whirlwind took the child away into the dangerous sky to kill him, but the demon fell down onto a slab of stone. In that case also, by the mercy of Lord Vishnu, or his associates, the child was saved. Text 26. Yanna mriyate drumayor antarang prapya balakah asannatamo vapi asamanyatamo vapi tadapya chitrakshanam. Even the other day, neither Krishna nor any of his playmates died from the falling of the two trees, although the children were near the trees or even between them. This also is to be considered the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now text 27, it is written in the board. Javat utpatiko rishto brajam nabhi bhavet itaha tavat balan upadaya yasyamo nyatra sanugah javat utpatiko rishto brajam nabhi bhavet itaha tavat balanupadaya yasyamo netra sanugah. Word meaning javat solang utpatikah disturbing arishtah the demon brajam this gokula brajabhumi na not abhibhavet abhibhavet itaha go away from this place tavat solang balan upadaya for the benefit of the boys yasyamaha we shall go anyatra somewhere else sanugaha with our followers. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation: all these incidents are being caused by some unknown demon. Before he comes here to create another disturbance, it is our duty to go somewhere else with the boys until there are so more disturbances. Purport: Upananda suggested by the mercy of Lord Vishnu, Krishna has always been saved from so many dangerous incidents. Now let us leave this place and go some other place where we may worship Lord Vishnu undisturbed. Before there is another cause of death from some demon who may attack us, a devotee desires only that he may execute devotional service undisturbed. Actually, we see, however, that even during the presence of Krishna, when Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men had the Supreme Personality of Godhead in their presence, there was disturbances. Of course, in every case, Krishna came out victorious. The instruction we may derive from this is that we should not be disturbed by so-called disturbances. There have been so many disturbances unto our Krishna consciousness movement, but we cannot give it up, our forward march. On the contrary, people are receiving this movement very enthusiastically all over the world, and they are purchasing literature about Krishna consciousness with redoubled energy. Thus, there are both encouragements and disturbances. This was so even in Krishna's time. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janasalakaya Chakrunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manohishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale स्वयं रूपकदामहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणं रघुनाथं नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्तंश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो इन दिस सीरीज ऑफ वर्सेस आफ्टर the Jamala Arjuna Uddhar. So there was a meeting after some days, the Jamala Arjuna Uddhar. After some days, all the gopas, they assembled in the Royal Assembly House in Nanda Bhavan, in Gokul. And what was the agenda of topic meeting? What to do? There are so many disturbances coming one after another. So we should do something. So that was the agenda topic to be discussed. So many gopas, they are giving their suggestions. So in the meeting, Upananda, the elder brother of Nanda Maharaj, who was considered the senior most, and he was a minister, and everybody knows that he was very knowledgeable, he is very intelligent, matured, old, experienced, in all respect he is good and mature. So everybody was looking for his statement. So he stood up and addressed to the whole assembly of the gopas, and he told, "Oh my dear gopas, listen carefully. That all these things happening, see, all this from 21st to 27, all these verses he told. That see, somehow or other we are here, but you all are seeing that Krishna, when he appeared, just after 5-6 days after that, then disturbance started in our Gokul. First, Putana madam came, and you know that such a fierce Rakshasi, somehow or other, and her plan was to kill Krishna, but somehow or other he could not success. Only because of Narayana's mercy. And again, Sakatasura, and again, Trinabharta, and again a few days ago these two trees, and they are here in our courtyard since long time. These two heavy trees, we don't know, not only Krishna, many other boys, they got saved. So no doubt that because we have done some pious things, not only we, because of our ancestors, they are pious and they have done some bhakti to Vishnu, they have performed some devotional service to Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayana. So by Lord Narayana's mercy only, somehow or other Ramakrishna, they got saved and the boy got saved. So if we cannot save these children headed by Rama and Krishna, all these boys, then what is the use of this wealth, this godhan, this position, this all that we have? What is the use of that? Because we are all old now. We got this child at our old age. We are at the verge of death. So now these boys are quite, they are child and we are old. Anytime we may leave our body. So the future of the whole Brajamandala lies in these boys. These boys are the future of the whole Brajabhumi. So if we can't protect them, we can't save them, then what will happen? What is the use of all these supplements, all these things? So better, my suggestion is that already so many things, see this big tree, how these things happened. So now we should not do late. So now leave aside all other engagements. Just go back to your house and start packing your things. And get ready to leave this place, Gokula. Get ready to leave this place, Gokula. Go somewhere else. Somebody say, oh, Baba, this is your parent place, Paitra Janmahumi. No problem. According to Niti Shastra, if a particular anga, a part of your body, is giving trouble, as getting cancer, or there is a danger, the whole body can be affected, it's better to take it away. Limit that particular part of your body. If one member in the family is creating disturbance, becoming anti, then it is better to leave that person for the sake of the family, for the good of the family. If one family is disturbing the whole village, then better to leave that family. And for the bigger purpose, you have to keep with the small agenda. You can leave the village for purpose of a state, and state can be given up for the sake of country. Country can be given up for the sake of the world. And for you, Atmarthe Prithivim Tyajat, you can keep everything. Matruhumi, Pitruhumi, Janmahumi, whatever. Your country, everything can be given up for the sake of your soul. Atmarthe, everything, Tyajat, Prithivim Tyajat. So, our Atma, you are going to say, these are. And particularly, you all know, this little boy who is sitting in the lap of Nanda Maharaj, this small bluish little boy, somehow or other, by his smile, by his beauty, by his gesture, his posture, his talking, his walking, we all Brajavasis, everybody, we are so much enchanted, attracted, that we cannot live without him. Somehow or other, he is our life and soul, isn't it? So everybody agrees, yes, yes. Without him, there is no life. Somehow or other, he is the our life soul. So we have to save him. Somehow or other, we have to save him. So we have to do something. So we have to decide. So better is to leave this place and go somewhere, some secure place where we can save him and do some devotional service to Lord Narayan or Vishnu, something like that. So that was the series of discussion in these 5-6 verses. Actually, Lord Krishna, in all Vedic scriptures, he is considered as Akhila Rasamrita Sindhu. He is Rasaraj, Rasika Sekhar Krishna. So he Akhila Rasamrita, Rasaraj Krishna, by his sweet will, he decided to appear in Braj, in Vrindavan, with all his near and dear associates. For what? To enjoy the supreme bliss. Not only he enjoy, to make others to enjoy. Who will enjoy? Others means his parikara, his associates. What about us? For us, for the age to come, Krishna performed this Brajalila in this Goloka, in Brajahumi, that we all should know, we all should understand, we all should convince that what is supreme bliss, what is, how to get it, how to enjoy it. So some sample should be there to know it. Otherwise, that is only described in some scripture, somewhere in sacred part of the scripture. So some practical example, so Krishna said it. And for that, दो लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज बियॉन्ड क्षय वृद्धि परिणाम ऑल दी सिक्स चेंजेस ऑफ द बॉडीज वी ऑल हैव सट विकार सिक्स चेंजेस ऑफ आवर बॉडी इजंट इट कृष्णा इज बियॉन्ड दैट ही इज नित्य नवकिशोर नटवर नवजौवनम च ऑलवेज इन हिज यूथ बट बाय हिज स्वीट विल ही मैनिफेस्ट थ्री स्टेजेस ऑफ हिज एज बाल्य ओगंड एंड कैशोर इन टू एंजॉय एंड मेक अदर्स टू बी एंजॉय टू एंजॉय द वात्सल्य रस द पेरेंटल लव ही एक्सेप्टेड द एज ऑफ बाल्य बाल्यावस्था फॉर वात्सल्य रस एंड फॉर सख्य रस ही एक्सेप्टेड द एज ऑफ ओगंड एंड टू एंजॉय the kishora jovana rasa madhurya rasa he accepted kishora avastha navajovana avastha and after that nothing he is not growing more these three stages he manifested in his age though he was beyond all these things but because to give a bliss to all other his parikaras and to enjoy himself too he manifests these three stages and then from the appearance of krishna till jamala arjuna udhar he performed various childhood pastimes now he is almost 3.5 years old now he is getting to his pauganda avastha in his pauganda avastha Now he has so many playmates, his boyfriends, Sudam, Sival, Arjun, all them. So he wants to enjoy the Sakhya Rasa. This Braja Gokul is perfectly befitting for Vatsalya Lila, for Balya Lila, Bal Lila, which is suitable for Vatsalya Rasa. This Balya Lila is perfectly befitting in Gokul, but this Gokul Bhumi is not fit to display the Pauganda Lila and the Kaisura Lila. Why? Because in Gokul there is no hill, no mountain. Yeah, only forest and too many people. It is very populated. Only one part Jamunaji is there, and rest other forest, no mountains, not that kind of grazing field, and is overpopulated. So in Pauganda Lila in to enjoy the sakhya rasa krishna want to catch calves and cows and this is not fit for that so krishna now want to enjoy his Pauganda Lila sakhya rasa that's why the lila shakti so see somehow or other encouraged all the brajavasis headed by nanda upananda and all that that better leave this place this stage is not befitting now this stage is over this scene is over it should be there now it is over now to find a new stage so that lila shakti was helping them they had a meeting because of that they all get angry as no this is now should not be here we should go somewhere else where we can perform our things What they want to perform? They want to perform devotional service. They want to perform bhajan. In each instance, in the childhood pastimes, when Krishna gets saved, everywhere, all the senior nandas, they are saying, what is the cause? How come Krishna gets saved? After all investigation, they could not find anything. Only one point they all agreed, that because of Lord Narayan's causeless mercy, only he got saved. Why Narayan merciful to us? Now because not only we, even our fathers, our ancestors, they, all of them, they were so much devoted to Lord Narayan. And they are all pious. And we are also, before these boys appeared, we are always meditating on Lord Narayan, chanting his name and doing puja, devotional service. But now, particularly this blue boy, this Nandanandan, this Jasodanandan appeared, we forget, we cannot meditate on Narayana. It's a problem. Always you are thinking of him only. Wherever you go, all of us, isn't it? Yes. You are totally disturbed. Maybe because of this place, because of this asura demons are coming. So you have to go somewhere else where you can meditate particularly on Narayana. Why you want to meditate on Narayana? To save this child. Because they don't know that he is the boss of Narayana. They don't know that. They don't know. That is a Siddhanta coming here. This Brajavasi is headed by Nanda and all his brothers and all senior gopis. They don't have knowledge of Krishna. Krishna Tattva Vijnana they don't know. They don't know. They know Krishna as their dear son, as their dear friend, as their dear. Yes. So, but they have so much loving relationship with him. They love him so much, want to do everything. They can give up their life, but they cannot give up his pleasure. For his pleasure, they are ready to sacrifice anything and everything. This is one bright example. Their Paitrik Bhumi, Janmasthan, all this property, everything they want to give it up only because of a child of 3.5 years old. Yes, for him only. They can't leave him, they can give everything up, but they cannot leave him. And they are giving the kajas, no, we have to worship Lord Narayana. In the purport, Prabhupada is making one point that this is the business of all devotee, that they have only one thinking, where I can get a favorable circumstance to do my bhakti. They have to give the unfavorable situation, and always they are ready to accept a favorable place, favorable situation, where they can perform nicely their devotional service. So they are thinking, but they cannot, because they are so much attached to Krishna, and whenever they are Krishna, they are forgetting everything. Before Krishna appeared, they were doing Narayana bhakti nicely, but now Narayana has gone. But they cannot understand that he is Narayana is inside him. Actually, Nanda Maharaj was worshipping Narayana Shila in his house, and it is from his ancestors. Pure Narayana Shila, Sarva Lakkhana Sampanna. And always he will do Panchamrita Abhishekam, pure honey, and do milk product is pure, there is no doubt. The milk product and honey and do Abhishek and pure milk sweet offer. So Krishna, when he was 1+ year old, he used to go crawling and sit down and see what my father is doing. And he was seeing this small blackish, like a laddu gulab jamun type thing, and putting in honey, panchamrut, and offering sweet. Krishna is thinking, this small blackish thing, he is eating every day sweet, every day honey, every day all just milk product. How much sweet it should be? Every day, father is giving him and putting him into honey and panchamrut. So every day he would sit and looking for it. So one time Nanda Maharaj, after Abhishek putting, and he forgot something to bring some tulsi and flower, he went. Krishna was sitting, he said, okay, he's there. I am going to bring some pluck some tulsi and flower. He went. Krishna said, okay, this is perfect opportunity. Take the shagram, put it in mouth. He took the shagram shra, put in his mouth. This full sweet thing, it's always eating and always taking bath in panchamrita and honey. It should be very sweet. And put in his mouth. Nanda Baba brought tulsi and flower and is looking for it. Where is Narayan Shila? He never thought it is inside his mouth. And he, Krishna like that, He's not saying anything. He cannot speak. It is there inside, loaded. And Nanda Maharaj looking down, up, side, where it is, what happened, what happened? Hey Lala, have you seen? Not speaking anything. He cannot speak. But it's inside. And if father will know it is there, they may slap him and they may chastise him. So, he is not saying anything. So, somehow or other, so Nanda Maharaj is looking here and there, calling Yashoda. And so, he is not there, this, that. Where is my Sila? You went to where it was there. Now, I just finished the Abhishek. Now, it is not there. Somehow or other, Yashoda marked, what is there in my son's mouth? Why is him like this? And he said, Lala, what is there? Nothing. Are you, what is there? But Yashoda is convinced, confirmed that when Mridu Bhakkani Lila, he is a perfect liar. Parama Satyavadi. Open the mouth, what? Oh, he cannot take it inside. It cannot be downloaded. Big stone. Big stone. So now, red hand and the cut. Nanda Baba said, oh my God, you put it into mouth. Now it becomes jhuta, contaminated. What to do? Oh, what to do now? Hari bring Jamuna chal, Ganga chal, this, that. The Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, oh, keep it like that. Is Ganga, Jamuna chal will cannot make it happy now. The Supreme Lord Narayan is supremely happy inside his mouth. But Nanda Baba Yashoda said, no, 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 what will happen? They are doing their course. And but Narayan is feeling very awkward. And I was so happy they are inside. But somehow or other, like that. So Krishna was giving so much bliss by performing his childhood pastimes. All the Brajavasis, the Gopas, Gopis and the boys, they were feeling supremely bliss by seeing and by being with him. They forget their eating, drinking, living, everything when they are with Krishna. Such a blissful pastimes Krishna used to perform. Sometimes when he used to go play with the boys, they will march in so much with the play. Sometimes Yashoda will tell Rohini, because they are busy in making some foods for them, go, Nananda Baba is there, it's noon time, they should come and eat. Rohini will go and call them out. They will not care, careless. Rohini will come back, Yashoda, you go, they are not caring for me. Then Yashoda will go. Hey Krishna, oh Ram, she will not Krishna, Neelamani, Yashoda's nickname is Neelamani. Oh Neelamani, oh Ram, please come. When Yashoda's sound will come, then all of them will look at the mother. Krishna is serious, no? Because he got arrested before. He said, what happened? Because of little mischief I have done, so he already bound me. If I will not now obey, he may again chastise me, do something, another punishment may be. So better I should surrender. So all Ramakrishna, all coward friends, they become alert. No, mother is there. She may take action. Oh, all of you go out. Go to your house, everybody. Yes, mother, we are going. Now go take birth. So then he will catch hold of Krishna and Balaram in their hand and pull them. Come, your father is there, it is lunch time. Get bath and get ready for lunch. Then after that, you can go for play. Do this thing. So they will obediently, they will come like that. In the whole Brajamandal, Krishna was a bit fearing to Yashoda. Nanda Baba, I said, I can manage. But Yashoda is serious. He is coming with stick, coming with rope. So now, after this Jamalarjuna Uddhar, so they are really serious. Because why Krishna is through them doing the meeting to leave Gokula? Because she want to now gauge cow, Gopalan, in Pogand Lila, will do the Gocharan Lila.
And for Gocharan, Govardhan should be required. Govardhan is required. Govardhan is not here in Gokul. It is in Vrindavan. So where there is no Govardhan, there cannot be Gocharan. For Govardhana, for Gocharana, it is required. So Krishna is in their heart, is encouraging. So better go to Govardhan side, to Vrindavan, where we can do Gocharan Leela with all my friends. So that's why the meeting was there and they are discussing all these points they are discussing. Actually, they were all devoted to Narayana, all of the Brajavasis. But after Krishna's appearance, they are getting disturbed. So now they are deciding, so better we can find some other place where we can do our worship and everything nicely. And for what do we want to worship? What is the reason? Not to save this child. That's what Upananda is telling also. Upananda, the senior most Gopa, is suggesting that our whole aim should be focused how to save this child. This child, because all other children are centered around him only. So you have to save this child. And all the demons, they are attacking continuously. They are only projected to kill him only. So somehow or other, by the mercy of Narayana, she is getting saved. But he should not take the chance. We should not take any more chance. Better we should leave this place. And because we leave this place, because this place is not fit for live now. And because Krishna is interested to go to perform Gocharan Leela, Govardhan Leela, and many other pastimes, so this Gokula is not fit for that. Gokula's pastime is over in 3.5 years. Now the pastime place is Vrindavan. And when Vrindavan is not fit, then we will go to Nandagram. So three stages and three places. So this scene is over now. So now Krishna is desiring to go there. So all of them, all the Brajavasis, they are thinking how to do that. So that is their discussion, a topic of discussion. So now we can, one point Prabhupada is bringing out in his purport, that this kind of disturbances by the demons and this kind of distractions was there at the time of when Supreme Lord Krishna was there among them. It is not that we are getting some distraction and disturbances. No. It was there when Lord Krishna was there personally with them in their house, in their village, in their family. Still, so much disturbances. We are not fighting that disturbances. Some problems are there, but not like that. Such a high grade disturbances where life risk of all the children and Krishna were there, isn't it? It was life risk. And the wheel went, Trinavarta took to the sky, to the high sky, and from there when he was falling down on the slab stone, the fearful demon was smashed completely, bleeding like anything. And Krishna was laughing and cheerfully laughing on the top of the Trinavarta's body. They all thought, how come it happened? Only because of our pious activities, only because you have worshipped Narayan, only because of that, the demon killed and somehow or other. This Balak has no discrimination. He is accepting Asura and Sura, everybody similarly, and he got saved. So that was, we should not feel distressed because of some disturbances, some distractions. It should be there. it was there, always there. Otherwise, if these troubles were not there, then we cannot get bliss also. If you want to really enjoy sweet, then you should taste bitter or sour taste, then you can enjoy the real sweet. Otherwise, if you are always eating, suppose you eat ganna juice, then you get some rasgulla, you will get sweet of it? No. So some changes should be there to enjoy it. So Krishna is a rasa raj. So he knows how to enjoy the rasa, different rasas. So he is arranging all these things, so we should not feel disturbed and distracted, because this is there, this is part of our life. One thing we can see, if somebody want to really enjoy the supreme bliss, Atma Ananda, really supreme bliss, then this kind of high education, high technology, so much advancement will not help. We will get only complicacy and stress. We are doing a stress management course. The more you get advanced, the more you get high tech, the more you get stress. The more you get trouble, all these things will happen. But in Braj, neither there was a school, forget about college. No school even. All are like this. Yes, yes. No malls, no market, no film. Again, no these things. No machinery, no light, no car, nothing. Not a single thing is. Forget about smartphone. Not a button phone. No, even a landline was not there. No postal department, nothing. Nothing was there. Only if we really, really want to enjoy the supreme bliss, then what ingredients should be there? The first and foremost ingredient is cow and bull. When Krishna sent Maya Devi, Jogamaya, to Braj from his place, Gatsha Devi Brajang Bhadre, then Maya Devi asked, give me the current location. Current location, send me, where can I go, and give some description, the landmark, how can I recognize what is Braj? How can I recognize? Give some land. So then Lord Krishna gives some landmark to recognize Braj. What is that? Now, Braja is Gopa Govir Alankritam. The real Braj, the ornament of real Braj is Go and Gopa. Gopa Govir, where is lot of cows and cowherd men, cowherd boys are there. This is the ornament of Braja, this is the landmark of Braja. Gopa Govir. And for the cows, what you need? Grazing field. Nice Govardhan like mountains and forests, and where there is mountains, forests, and lot of grazing field and lot of water like Jamuna flow, pure water, that is perfect place of taking care of cows. And by the mercy of cows only, anything, everything can be achieved. Forget about anything, everything. The supreme bliss can only be achieved by them. Only. So in the Brajamandal, there are nothing else except the cows. And they consider the cows as they are boss. Yes. As they are employee, they are our employer. There are employees, they are the employees. These cows, they are serving the cows in Braj. To serve cows, that is their project. They have to live in the, choose their place of living according to cows. They have to adjust their timing, their routine, schedule according to cows. And they will get everything. Everything. So if we accept such a simple village standard where cows can be grow nicely, so then you need some grains and abundance of milk product, pure milk product. Then you have no other time. No, not going to tuition, not going to coaching classes, not going to market, not going to film hall, no question of distraction in mobile, or smartphone, no WhatsApp, no email, nothing. So most of the time you have interaction with person, personal interaction. So that loving exchange, that full-time loving exchange, any festival, Dadhikad Utshava. In Braja, when Nandotshava happened, they used to throw each other, not many other colors, they said, they will throw each other butter, milk, and curd. And so much so that the whole earth was become mud of not water, mud of dahi, butter and milk. Dadhikad, that is the festival, the Utshav. That was the Utshav. They will dance and that only. Abundance of milk and milk product. When Yudhishthira Maharaj was ruling, Kamadudhamahi, when cows they were walking, their milk bag was so much full that wherever they are walking, the milk was automatically flowing and the whole place was totally irrigated through milk, not by water. Not water irrigated there, milk irrigated places. Just imagine. So if we can somehow or other target to make the cow bliss and make them bliss, so automatically we will become, feel bliss. So that was the only agenda of Braj Mandal, and by their mercy, that was the culture where Krishna appeared. Ramakrishna appeared in that culture. He didn't appear in the high-tech and advanced and aristocrat place. Simple, where lot of cows there and lot of cowherd places are there. And all persons are full of love, loving exchanges with person. That is there. So that is, in this way, we can get a glimpse and we can enjoy the supreme bliss. So Krishna performed this Brajalila pastimes, and this described by Sukadeva Goswami in Bhagavatam, that you can understand what should be the process, what should be the ingredients, and how we can achieve it. What is it? We are blindly following after advancement, after technology and all these things. From the boyhood, now the children should take birth. From 2-3 years old, they are putting some tutor, some schools now, new something happened. Child school, this, that. And putting them in a stress. So much this tuition and coaching in their brain, nothing is going. No ananda. Complete from the grow up, they are zero. So much. Useless. These things they are putting inside. So how they will enjoy the real love? How they will enjoy? The only loving animal is cow. They have real love inside them. So if you want to get some love, you have to be with them. You have to be with them. Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala. So Krishna has to take this word Vatsala from the cows. Because they have the cow and calf. Calf is called Vatsa. And how the cow is so much loving relation with the calf. By seeing that, Krishna borrowed that bhav and accepted it as Bhakta Vatsala. That Vatsala sabda is so befitting. You can say is Bhakta Premi, Bhakta Kripalu. No. No words can match to the Vatsala sabda. Because this Vatsala sabda is coming from the calf. What a love the cow has to the calf. So this is the formula. If we want to really enjoy the supreme bliss, then this is the process. If you suppose a cow gave birth to a child, calf, and the person whom the cow belongs, if you go and pull the cow, bring to his house, he can bring it? No. Not possible. Cow will never come. He may die, he will not come from his side. But without doing so much trouble, if you take the newborn calf in his in your lap and go, few kilometers you go, that cow will follow you like anything, run after you. So that this is go vatsala. Krishna is saying Krishna's quality is like that. He is bhakta vatsala. If you want to really enjoy Bhagavat Ananda, Atmananda, then don't go to Krishna. Don't go to Krishna, go to his pure devotee. Hold him, please him, take him with you. Krishna will run after you, behind you. That is nature of Krishna. That is the secret of getting Krishna prema. So in this childhood pastimes, particularly now Balya Lila chapter is getting over. Now the Pogonda Lila is going to start. So they have to find a perfect stage for Pogonda Lila, the perfect place for Pogonda Lila. So that's why this meeting and this talking and this discussions and this agent, oh, Putana Madam, this Sakatasur, and then Trinabharta, and this Jamalarjun, all these cases, why they are discussing all these things? Because Krishna has thinking, Krishna is thinking, now this place, this stage is unfit for me. I am already in Pogonda Avastha, so I need a separate place for me. So now all the Brajavasis cooperating the sweet will, the sweet desire of Krishna, and they are planning to leave Gokula Gram. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Yes. Note, 5 rupees, 20 rupees, 50 rupees is already inside it. Isn't it? So if you take 10 rupees, 20 rupees is not there. So here he is exhibiting Vatsalya Rasa, Vatsalya Lila in his Balya Lila. That means the other rasas are you are thinking is not coming. It will come, it will come. When the more pleasure is coming, you will become more excited. And when you get that, the other rasa that is past, that is already there. When you go to that stage, when Krishna went to the Pogonda Lila, don't think that Vatsala Rasa Balanation, it is already there. They will all remember and always discuss about Balya Lila in Pogonda Lila. And when Krishna went to Madhurya Lila, there also this Balya and Pogonda already included. They will all discuss and enjoy Balya Pogonda both. Okay?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Maharaji, thanks for the wonderful Krishna conscious class. I just want to know that in which part cows are associated with Sri Krishna?
Vatsalya. Are Baba, their mother.
Okay.
You don't know? Gomata.
So, like,
Vishnu are human? Oh my God. In Vrindavan, he doesn't know Gomata. In market, Gomata products are there.
Apart from feeding cows, what can we do to make them please?
To whom?
To cows.
You can do anything to please them. Okay? So, the first thing is to be with them and accept the cows as your Ishtadeva, as your boss. And you are the servant. You have to serve them. Okay? And then you will start serving.
Sure.
Now the people are living villages and go to city, so where you will go to preach them? Very common sense. You have to go where the people are there. People are there in the cities. Go and preach them. What you will preach? Go back to village. Village conscious. That you have to preach in the city. That is preaching place. This is staying place. Okay? Prabhuji will listen. You are... getting ready something. Because I can see your symptoms.
Some years ago we could appreciate the cows, the peacocks, and the very serene atmosphere of Vrindavan.
Yes.
Now there seems to be a bit of a rasa fasa because we're encouraging everyone to go out and preach, and preach, don't just sit like a sadhu in your own little ecstasy. You bring others to Krishna. Now they're all coming with automobiles, technologies, and all these things. So how are we going to preach and encourage them to come and complain why they are coming?
It's very nice question, befitting questions. I think if you are also understanding, convinced by this, then something will happen. Yes, in the present scenario, that's already... so much technology is advanced, so now we should take the help of technology and take the help of so-called education to educate them about the glorious village life and the glorious bliss in taking care of cows and village life like that through technology. Then they can understand. Otherwise our foolish brain, they cannot get it. So you have to... just like we are doing puja, taking Ganga water and putting in Ganga, that's the Ganga puja. Like that, we'll take the technology and finish the technology there. You want to say something? Okay. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की संवेद भक्त वृंद की जय।